Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline now, joined by Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. A lot to get to. Mayor, let's talk a little bit about the Connect COS plan as the council approved that. Really, the first citywide multimodal transportation planning effort in two decades yesterday. And what does that mean as far as that future planning for transportation moving ahead?
Well, with a growing city like Colorado Springs, you always have to be ahead of the ball game in terms of attempting to determine what growth patterns will be and making sure we have a transportation system that will accommodate that growth. And that's what comprehensive transportation plan is all about. And this is the first one in 20 years, probably a little overdue, but we put a lot of hard work into it. And it will be, you know, a guiding factor in not every, we'll examine a whole bunch of possibilities. Not every single thing in the plan will come to fruition. But the fact of the matter is you have to plan to make sure that you can move 500,000 people in an appropriate way so they get to work, get to the places they want to be for recreational purposes and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really an important piece of that plan. And, well, you know, when you're talking about long-term planning as well, there's a ballot question on the upcoming ballot. They're in a lot of possession right now. We have a couple weeks to get them back in before April 4th. And let's talk a little bit about TOPS and what that extension would mean as far as planning for when it comes to trails and open spaces here throughout the city.
Yeah, this is very important. TOPS is a revenue stream that allows us to do some things in parks that are incredibly important in terms of our quality of life. It began in 1997. This would be the third iteration of it. It's an extension for 20 years, no tax increases involved. It's merely an extension of it. Just to give you an example, since 1997, we've acquired 7,500 acres of open space. I think 53 parks have been improved by the money. All kinds of trail connections have been done. A big chunk of the money goes to the acquisition of open space. And, you know, so for example, yesterday the council just approved an acquisition of 1,000 acres out east. Tremendous. It's ranch land with a pond. And as the city grows out that way, we need more opportunities for recreation out that direction. This is just absolute vital revenue to be able to do that.
All right. And finally, I understand that there is an opening at the Urban Renewal Board. And tell us, when you're trying to recruit people to fill these boards, what are you looking for?
Well, it depends oftentimes who's leaving and things like that. We look for a balance of interest, people that understand land development, people that understand finance. We've had some architects on, things like that. We're looking for people that have some sophistication in how land is developed and how things are financed and things like that, because it's a very important board. Particularly in the last 8 years, it's been a busy group of people because there's been a lot of urban renewal projects that people can look around the town and see. But we encourage people, if they think they can bring something to the table, to apply. We typically have several dozen applicants. We go through a screening process. We'll probably interview an initial screening, maybe 15, and about 4 or 5 will get to an interview with myself and members of the city council. And ultimately, Urban Renewal Board selection is made by the mayor, so I'll make the final selection.
And so to any of our listeners who, if you think you have what it takes for that, if you fit the bill, you can submit your applications at coloradosprings.gov/BCC. That's one way to get involved in putting really maybe a little bit of your signature on the city. But another way we can all do so is to vote, right, Mayor Southers?
Absolutely. This is every election's important. I got 4 new council members, 3 at large, 1 in District 3, and a new mayor. Since the folks have been burdened with me since 2015, and that's coming to an end. So I got to select a new mayor, and it's important. this is a very complicated job. I'll be honest with you. And, people got have to make sure that they've got somebody with a skill set that understands what everything's involved. It's not just giving speeches and cutting ribbons and you know, doing
yeah, not a lot of just shaking hands and kissing babies anymore.
It's very much an executive position with a lot of
city on a day to day basis, and it's complicated.
It's like being a CEO in essence when you're talking about this, not just a figurehead, right?
That's exactly right. A lot of tough decisions.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mayor John Southers, always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll hope we get you on here on KRDO News Radio more times before you leave office, and just gather your thoughts about what's been going on in the city and the direction it's headed, things like that. Sound good?
You bet. I'm boldly predicting that I'll be around till June 6th. I think we'll have a runoff, and so we'll get a couple more months to talk to you.
Yeah, okay. A little bit extra burden for us.
Okay, yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you.